Lashon Hara means to speak badly about another person, though it is the truth. In fact, Lashon Hara means only truth. Speak Lashon Hara about a Jew, speak about his faults, to reveal wrongs that he committed, though they are true, is worse than murder, is worse than idol worship, is worse than adultery. That's how bad Lashon Hara or slander is. Speech is made, be able to speak words of Teda, be able to beseech, to implore Hashem for assistance physically, spiritually, daven, and to speak good words, Musa, strengthen within others a faith in Hashem, mitzvahs of Hashem. It's up to a person to have this Shemitah Halashon, to guard his tongue against speaking evil, and to speak only good. There are stories told in past generations about people who were pure. The Chafetz Chaim Zal especially wrote a whole sefer called Shemitah Halashon. That was more within our time. Those who were zechut to be in Eretz Yisrael this year, the past years, were zechut to see with their eyes one person alive today who really is the true example of Shemitah Halashon, guarding the tongue. Is that simple? It is not. Because you take the most awesome day of the year. To us, the first day of Rosh Hashanah, the day in which man was created, the day in which Adam was created, the day in which every person goes on trial, is the holiest, the high holiest day of the year. Even more so than Yom Kippur. On this day, Avinu Zal had a custom that, above all, there was Shemitah Halashon. On this day, Avinu Zal fasted from speech. It's called Tainus Dibur. He did not speak at all during the first day of Rosh Hashanah, other than, of course, the Tfilos, prayers said then, or the Shiur in Teda, which he gave on that day. Aside from that, no speech whatsoever. It has become a custom among many of the Avinu Zal students to this day. Many of them have adopted this custom. On the first day of Rosh Hashanah, they refrain from speaking as much as possible, or if possible, completely, aside from davening and learning. As we said, there is one person in Eretz Yisrael today, one of the official students, Talmidim of Hakim, of Rabbi Kocha Lezal. His name is Rav Nachman, and he is known as Rav Nachman Shosek. Shosek means the silent Rav Nachman. This silent Rav Nachman has a voice that is as powerful as a lion's roar. If you hear him daven, as a bar tefillah, as a chazan, the walls tremble. And yet, this Rav Nachman Shosek, the silent Rav Nachman, never speaks. Now, I've known him for a little less than 30 years. At the time that I first met him, he was on this Tainus Dibur, this fasting of speaking, for close to 20 years at that time, which means that it is already nearly 50 years since he has spoken a word. 50 years of Tainus Dibur, one who is not dumb, one who has a strong, melodious voice, one who knows how to express himself, and one who contains himself, who this is a case of abstention, forced abstention, for the sake of going through life without saying anything wrong, for he knows that he will never be guilty of Lashon Hara, of any kind, or any kind of wrong talk. This is a case, a sample of perfection that we have in our time. In other words, it is possible. There are people who have this Tainus Dibur one day a year or so, or a couple of days a year, but ones who are that nishmor, there are other people, of course, tzaddikim, who are very careful, though they do speak, they're very careful in what they say. They guard themselves against speaking Lashon Hara or anything wrong. But of course, no person can be 100% careful unless he really has his Tainus Dibur. So, if we cannot undertake to be like this at Nachman Shosek, and of course, I would say it's practically a hopeless thought, we shouldn't even attempt it. What we should attempt, though, is not to restrict ourselves from speech completely, to limit ourselves, to guard our tongue, and to see that at least we do not emit wrong sounds. A wrong sound is anything bad about another Jew. Anything bad about anything that is holy. Anything that is valuable in the eyes of Hashem, which means a holy place, a holy person, or a holy item. To speak bad, chas v'shalom, about a sefer, about a mechaber, anything sacred, is the worst type of Lashon Hara. as the Zayde Kodesh says, anybody who speaks bad about a Jew, that's Lashon Hara, that's murder. To speak bad about Karka, earth, is the same Lashon Hara. Speak against the land of Israel. Anyone who visits Eretz Yisrael and comes back with a bad report, that is Lashon Hara against the Shekhinah. It's the land of Hashem. Eretz is called the Shekhinah, and it's speaking against the prized possession of Hashem. The entire globe, Hashem selected this land, small portion, yet it is the most valuable of the entire globe. The rest of the universe pales away. In other words, all the other planets, plus this planet Earth, together, combined, cannot compare to one drop, one iota of Eretz Yisrael.